Someone comes up to me in the educational field and offers me $1 million to change a district. He tells me that I have three ways of spending this money: for professional growth, research and innovation, or for fixing the problem I already have. After much thought, I would say that I want to spend the $1 million on research and innovation. He asks me why, and I respond with these reasons. First of all, if we desire to increase knowledge, accelerate learning, and ignite innovation, especially in the classroom, we must build upon tools that we already have and enhance their accessibility for everyone. We must disrupt our futuristic thinking and push to extend beyond the boundaries of learning to a whole new level. In this day and age, we thrive on progress and innovative thinkers. Without innovations and creativities, we would be at a standstill, unable to build upon our own thinking current. Sir Ken Robinson points out during a seminar that schools and learning environments are similar to the inevitable life of organisms in Death Valley. If the conditions are right, if people are given freedom to grow, and encouragement in the right circumstances, growth is inevitable. Great schools grow because conditions are good. How do we make great schools, you may ask? Well, that leads me to my second point. Punya Mishra, researcher and writer of the article Rethinking Technology and Creativity in the 21st Century, notes that the past few decades have seen a tremendous burst of creativity and innovation ignited by digital technologies. From Google to Twitter, from iTunes and applications, new technologies have had an immense impact on how we live, work, and communicate, and especially learn. Therefore, incorporating digital technologies into the classroom is key. With the money going towards funding innovation, students and teachers can use new technologies such as tablets, iPads, mobile devices, game-based learning, personalized learning environments, augmented reality, and natural user interfaces to enhance learning. The 2012 Horizon Report affirms this statement. In addition to innovation, research is as important to fund. For example, we may not have a cure for breast cancer yet, but with every fund that the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation raises, makes us one step closer to finding that cure to this awful disease. If research and innovation wasn't such a big deal, we wouldn't see as many advertisements for Breast Cancer Awareness Month or fundraisers like Race for the Cure or the 3-Day Breast Cancer Walk. Now that we know what the goal is, how do we get there? With the $1 million, we can start. Steven Johnson, author of Where Good Ideas Come From, says that creative environments lead to unusually creative and innovative thinking. Online classes, Khan Academy, flipped classrooms, etc., all inspire and fuel new ways to incorporate technology and bring about creativity. As you can see, it's very important to push the boundaries of technology in order to benefit not only students, but also the district as a whole. Thank you.